Good afternoon, brothers and sisters in the Lord. Excuse me for using English because though I read a little Mandarin, I speak a little Mandarin, but I find I express myself better when I use English.
请大家包容啊，我用英语讲到，我是可以讲一些华语的，但是我觉得我用英语讲了比较能够表达我的信息出来，所以希望大家多多包涵。
Although today is District Sunday and we have
ex-信息.
Now I'm here this afternoon not to bring us any deep theological dissertation, but I'd like to look together with us on a practical problem that the church is facing today.
那今天呢，我不跟大家来讨论用神学的角度来讨论这个圣灵降临的问题，但今天呢，我也和大家分享关于我们今天教会所面对的一些时常见到的问题。
Now one of the perennial problems that pastors have to deal with in his ministry is the issue of absenteeism and absent members and injured members.
然后今天呢，一般上啊，或者通常所遇到的问题，就是有关于这个会友的缺席率，或者会友不来聚会，也或者是说受伤的会友。
Each time when the visitation team visits these absent members, the different stories and excuses that we hear from them.
那么很多时候呢，教会的探访队呢，去探访这些会友的时候呢，我们可以听到很多各种各样不同的借口或者原因。
Some of these excuses are offered by the members themselves, but sometimes these excuses are offered by the family members.
那么呢，有时候呢，是他们会友呢给的一些借口或者原因，那有些呢是他的家人所给的原因。
Here the visitation team and the pastors is trying to bring this person back to church, but then the family members are giving excuses for this person not to come.
那么呢，很多时候呢，牧师和探访队去探访这个会友，那么我们发现到有很多时候呢，他的家人呢就会给很多的理由或者原因，为他给理由。
Now I remember some time ago there was a Maggie commercial on the TV.
那我记得呢，数年前在 电视上呢有一个 Maggie Man 的广告。
It shows a boy getting ready for school, but when the time comes, he suddenly says that he cannot go to school. He has stomach ache.
那么呢，当校车来到的时候呢，这个小男孩呢不愿意上车，他就说他肚子痛。
And then the commercial shows that the mother looked at this little boy with a very knowing smile, and then she went to the kitchen and cooks his favorite instant noodle, and the problem is solved. The boy is okay.
那这做妈妈的呢，她看看这个小男孩，她就明白她要的是什么。那做妈妈的呢，就到厨房去煮了一碗这个 Maggie 即食面给他吃。那么这个孩子呢，吃了之后呢，那问题也解决了。
Now many times in life, we also go through these same motions.
那很多时候呢，在我们的生命里面呢，我们也经历了这些的这一种的经历。
Now, for many people, for want of instant noodles, we'll also give a lot of excuses over against more important considerations in life.
那么除了这小男孩呢，为了要吃这碗面而不去上学呢，那很多时候呢，在我们的生命里面，我们也把这些我们生命里面的即食面呢，当做借口，而不去做更重要的事情。
Many of us Christians, believers, we know what is expected of us.
那很多基督徒呢，我们相信我们的责任是什么。
But we often give excuses.
但是很多时候呢，我们做基督徒呢，都找很多的借口或者理由。
See, for all of us, I believe that we understand that it is our responsibility to worship the Lord.
那我们知道呢，我们基督徒我们的责任呢，是要来敬拜上帝的。
We know that it is our responsibility and obligation to fulfill, certain expectations that the Lord wants from us.
那我们也知道呢，在我们的生命里面呢，我们有一些责任要尽啊，我们的职责就是上帝所要我们完全的。
But then for many of us also we find that for want of our Sunday cup coffee or our Sunday morning tea or our Sunday business, we give a lot of reasons for not coming and fulfilling these obligations.
那上帝在我们的生命里面呢，有很多这个我们要我们尽的责任呐。很多时候呢，我们为了一杯咖啡，或者为了喝早茶，或者为了我们礼拜天的生意呢，我们就不尽这个责任，不来敬拜上帝。
And so we come up with many reasons or rationales or excuses just to justify our actions.
那我们就会想出很多的借口，很多的理由呢，来使我们所做的呢合理化。
Now the parable that we are looking at today from Luke chapter 14 is meant to help us to take an honest look at ourselves.
那今天早上我们读的这篇经这几节经文呢，就是在路加福音十四章里面的。我们让我们好好的来思考里面的那个经文。
Now if we are very serious and honest with ourselves, we would find out also that many times are we not like these three individuals?
所以当我们好好读这几节经文的时候，让我们再审查我们自己。难道我们不是有时候也像这三个人吗？
See, and what is more tragic is that not many times we give the same excuses that by and by we are convinced that these are not excuses, but these are valid reasons.
那很多时候呢，更可悲的就是呢，我们时常用这些理由，用这些借口，那么久而久之呢，我们就把它当成是一个合理的，是一个好的原因，好的理由，而不觉得是借口了。
See, so many times people can tell themselves a lie and live that kind of life, and in the end they will accept this lie as truths.
就好像有些人呢很喜欢说谎，或者是活在呢谎言里面。那久而久之呢，他们就把这个谎言呢就当成了真理这样。
But one fact that we need to understand that the reality is a lie is always a lie, a half lie is also a lie, a half truth is also a lie, an excuse is always an excuse and never a reason.
所以呢，我们要知道这个现实告诉我们，真的就是真的，假的就是假的，谎言就是谎言，半真半假的谎言还是谎言，真实的就是真实。
Now we need to understand that the invitation that God gives to us is a spiritual invitation. It is an invitation to salvation. It is an invitation to fellowship. It is an invitation to worship and to service.
那我们知道了，今天上帝邀请我们来到他的国度里面呢，是要邀请我们来到敬拜他，和他有团契。还有在敬拜他的时候呢，我们也能够侍奉他。
Okay, so the invitation is spiritual, but many times we come up with a lot of so-called reasons and excuses. But let's look at the excuses that we give.
那我们知道呢，上帝所对我们做出的邀请呢，都是属灵上的，在灵里面的。但是很多时候呢，我们都是找出很多不同的借口或者理由。那么我们来检讨一下，我们所举出的理由和借口是怎么样。
The invitation from God is spiritual, but the excuses that we give back to the Lord are often physical, material, and it is personal.
那上帝邀请我们呢，是在属灵里面呢，要召集我们属灵的邀请。但是很多时候我们给的借口呢，都是呢属肉体的、物质的，或者是个人的。
Now, when we look at this parable in Luke chapter 14, we can say that there is nothing wrong in buying land, there is nothing wrong in working, and there is nothing wrong in getting married.
那么我们看路加福音十四章的时候呢，我们可以发现到呢，买一片地或者买五对牛，甚至结婚都不是错的。
You see, God is not against you doing all these things.
上帝呢没有阻止你去买地，也没有阻止你去结婚。
But it is unwise for us to place.Physical considerations before spiritual needs, to let physical things and material things come between you and God.
那么呢，错是错在什么地方呢？就是我们把这个属物质的东西呢放在优先的地位，就是放在我们跟神之间的那种敬拜侍奉的中间，成为我们的拦阻。
Now, when we examine the excuses offered by these three men, we find them to be quite silly in that sense or weak. It is self-satisfying.
那么当我们看看这三个人给的理由或者借口呢，我们都觉得是很可笑的甚至呢是很弱的一个借口。
Okay, and it is often very self-satisfying.
也是一个自我中心或者自我满足的借口。
Yet when we sit down and think very carefully of some of the excuses you people give, it is even more silly.
那有时候呢，让我们想想，有时候我们给的借口，我们给的理由呢，甚至更可笑。
All right, so what I'd like to do with us this morning is let us look at some of these excuses that we give.
那我们来看看今天我们所读的这几节经文里面所讲的一些理由。
All right, excuse number one, I am too busy.
那第一个借口呢，他就说我太忙了。
Now, in the parable, all these three men who gave different versions were actually saying the same thing, I am busy.
那么我们读了刚才那三个人给的借口呢，他给我们的一个概念呢，就是说这三个人都很忙。
Let us think for a little while. Doesn't this ring a bell? Doesn't this ring a bell? Bring to mind certain things.
难道这不是带给我们一些的提醒吗？就让我们想起一些事情吗？
See, sometimes when pastors and visitation team we go to a certain house to visit certain members.
然后有时候呢，牧师和探访团队呢，到某一些弟兄或者姐妹的家探访的时候
，So we try to encourage the person to come back to church to worship the Lord or to begin his to be more active in his spiritual life。
那么呢，牧师这些弟兄姐妹呢，就鼓励那个被探访的带我们回来教会啊，回来敬拜和侍奉。
And what will we hear？
那么我们听到什么的
原因？哎呀，他太忙了！哎呀，他很忙了！哎呀，他没有时间了，对不对 ？That's what we often hear。
那到时候呢，我们就听到是说他非常的忙碌，我没有时间，这是我们时常听到的借口。
See what these three men are saying? Yes, no, I've bought a land, I've bought oxen, I'm getting married. But what actually these people are saying is that we are busy.
所以呢，我们刚才看到了，就是说一个就讲我买了一块地，一个就说我买了五对牛，另外一个说我结婚了。那么他告诉我们的原因呢，就是说他们太忙碌了。
Yes, perhaps today we are not buying a new, buying oxen.
那虽然今天我们没有买牛
，or getting married，
也或许你们今天没有去结婚
，but we are busy with other things。
但是呢，我们是忙碌于其他的事情。
See, now the question that you and I need to think very seriously and carefully is, what is more important in the long run in your life?
如果我们好好的想一想的话，在我们人生这么长远的路途中，哪一件事是比较重要呢
？Is it your rubber trees？
是你的塑胶树吗？
Is it your telephone shop？
你的电话店吗？
Or is it your
问题？在我们的生命里面，哪一个是占优先的位置
？Now perhaps when I say this, some of us might disagree and argue.
那我讲这一点的时候呢，就会有一些人呢在不赞同，也或许呢会跟我争辩。
哎，牧师啊 ，please lah be realistic a bit。
或者牧师啊，请你现实一点。
No, if I don't work and I only go to church, can Jesus feed me 啊？
啊，讲如果不做工，只去教会，耶稣会喂我吗？会给饭我吃吗
？Well, we have heard this being said to us。
我们也听过会有给我们这样的一个理由。
You all just want us to come to church, come to church. Can Jesus feed me if I don't work on Sunday?
大家，你礼拜天叫我们来聚会啊，那么礼拜天我不做工，耶稣会喂我吗？会给饭我吃吗
？Now I'm not going to debate with us about this.
那我在这里呢，不和大家争辩这个问题。
But what I want us to do is to be clear about the issue. No, it is not about working or not working, but it is about knowing your priorities in life.
在这里呢，我们不围着你礼拜天做工或者不做工这个课题来争辩。那今天我们的重点呢，是放在我们的心态，我们的心里面哪一个是占优先的位置
？See, we need to understand what is important.
我们要明白，在我们的生命里面，什么才是最重要的
？See, it is not wise of us not to spend all our time with the world and material and physical things that we forget that our spiritual needs in life.
那如果我们呢？花太多的时间，或者是花太多的心机放在这个物质上的东西，或者这个世界上的东西，而忽略了属灵的东西的话呢，这是不值得的。
Most of the time, what we hear from absent members or Christians.
所以呢，这就是我们通常在一些不来聚会的或者是时常缺席的会有的口中得到的理由。
Now then, what about excuse number two?
那么第二个借口是什么呢
？What is the often heard excuses?
那通常我们听到的是什么借口呢？
哎呀 ，I can't understand 了 ，I don't understand enough。
那有些人说我都不懂啊，不明白，不懂他讲什么，
对不对 ？I think we hear this. No, when we invite people to church, no, this is sometimes what they will say to us. I don't understand. I can't understand.
那么很多时候呢，我们叫这些会友回来的时候呢，他们也给另外一个原因，就是说我不明白啊，不知道牧师在讲些什么。
Now in the parable, not the simple reasoning tells us that when the master gave the invitation, he did not expect those whom he had invited to know everything about that.
那么我们读刚才的经文的时候呢，我们发现到这个主人呢、啊，差派仆人去邀请客人的时候呢，他不期望呢这个被邀请的客人呢能够明白所有的细节。
See, the master who sends out the invitation does not expect those who have been invited to understand all about the calories and the nutritional facts about the food that he's going to give.
那么我们可以看到呢，这个主人呢，去邀请别人来参加这个筵席呢，就是纯粹邀请他们来罢了。他不期望呢，他所邀请的客人呢，来明白他所预备的食物有多少的卡路里的热量，或者有多少营养价值这些东西。
The master gave the invitation also does not expect those who have been invited to know what is on the menu or the biodata of all the other guests whom he have invited.
那么呢，他也不期望呢，他们要知道所有的 他的菜肴的那个这个食谱啊，也不希望呢其他的人呢去了解另外一个被请的客人的背景。
See, in the same way, the master who gave out the invitation does not expect his guests to even understand sometimes what the MC or Toastmaster is going to say at the ceremony.
也不期望呢这些客人呢被邀请的客人呢来知道那个司仪会讲些什么话。
All that the master expects is, yes, I've given you invitation, and I want you to come.
所以呢，这个主人呢邀请他们来，纯粹的目的就是你只要来就是了。
See, all that he expects is that yes, this guest receives, accepts his gracious invitation and be present at the banquet that he has prepared.
那么呢，他只需要呢这些被邀请的人客呢来参加他的宴席，他所准备的这盛大的宴席。
See, so in the same way, when we come to worship the Lord, no, God does not expect us to understand or every one of us to understand all the mysteries about Him.
那么当我们来到神的家的时候呢，上帝邀请我们来，他也不希望我们了解每一个在他国度里面，在神学上每一个细节的东西。
See, God does not expect all these believers to understand all the deep theological doctrines.
他也没有要求我们呢明白所有的每一个神学的问题。
Or to understand issues about life and death, about heaven and hell. He does not expect us to all know all these things.
他也不期待说你一定要了解呢这个神学上的理论呢关于生死啊，还有呢天堂地狱的每一个细节。
Yeah, but what God expects of us is that now we come, receive His invitation, and have fellowship with Him.
所以呢，上帝邀请我们，我们只是来和我们的上帝有这个团契、这个沟通、有这个灵里的交流。
Yeah, all that God expects from His children is to respond to His invitation.
那上帝要他的儿女们呢来到他的殿里面呢对他的邀请呢做出反应。
See, all that God expects of us is that if we understand that we cannot save ourselves and we need Jesus Christ, that is enough for us to come and worship the Lord.
所以呢我们只要来到神的面前，我们知道我们不能够自己救自己，我们需要耶稣，我们来就是这样了，这简单的目的。
So, yeah, if we know this, you know, our needs, I think that is enough. That is what God wants from us.
那么呢，只要我们带着一个这么单纯的一个目的来到神的面前呢，就够了。
Alright, so don't give excuses. I cannot understand. I don't understand. Not understanding does not give you a valid reason not to come to worship the Lord.
所以呢，不要用这个不明白这个来做借口，因为这个不明白呢，这个借口不应该拦阻你来敬拜上帝。
明白吗 ？Alright, 明白。Okay, at least you 明白这个 is 重要。Alright, now what other excuse do we give?
那么还有什么其他的借口呢？
Well, this is what we often hear also from people who are reluctant to come to church or who are reluctant to worship the Lord.
那么呢，通常呢，一些不愿意来到教会敬拜的，或者是很久没回教会的，会有呢，通常呢，会给这样的借口。
哎呀，很糟了，教会。No, there are so many denominations, it is so confusing.
那么呢，这些人呢，就会讲说，哎呀，非常的乱啊，怎么为什么？基督教有这么多的宗派，非常的混乱。
Why are there Roman Catholic? Why are there Methodist? Why are there Charismatics? Why are there Brethren? Why are there Baptists? Why are there Anglicans? Why are there Liberals? Why are there Evangelicals? And you come up with all these excuses.
那他就会问了，为什么又有这个天主教啦，又有圣公会啊、浸信会、卫理公会啊、神召会这一类的。
It makes me blur, a couple of burning. I don't want to come.
那他就讲了，我不要来了，很乱。
对不对？These are some of the things that we often hear. But what I want to say to us is that, well, as long as there are people, there will be differences. And so we have all these different denominations.
那么针对这样的借口呢，我个人认为就是说，只要有人在呢，就会有不同的意见，或者是有差别。所以我们有不同的宗派。
See, as long as there are people, there will be differences. The way we see things, the way we do things, the way we act and believe.
那么只要有人在呢，人就有不同的地方，那么我们在思想上呢，在做事情的方法上，或者处理事情的态度上，都会不相同。
And so these differences also ought not to be an excuse for us not to come and worship the Lord or come to church.
所以呢，这些呢就不应该拦阻我们来敬拜上帝。
See, because when we look at the Bible, no, from biblical perspective, it neither prohibits different denominations nor does it promote them.
那么如果我们看圣经的话呢圣经里面呢没有说很清楚的说禁止各宗派的存在，也不鼓励这各宗派的存在。
See, the Bible is very silent on this, but however, the Bible strongly warns against rejecting Jesus Christ.
那么呢，圣经呢在这一方面呢是保持缄默，但是呢圣经很清楚的告诉我们，拒绝了耶稣就没有救恩。
See, if we read the Bible very carefully, what God is concerned is not about what church you go to or what denominations you join yourself to.
那么呢，在上帝的国度里面呢，上帝不对你参加什么教会、参加什么宗派呢不感兴趣。
明白吗？ What God is more concerned is whether we are joined to the Lord Jesus Christ, whether we are joined to the body of Christ.
上帝所感兴趣的就是上帝所关心的就是我们是否在基督的身体里面，我们是否是属于基督的一部分。
So giving denominational differences as a reason for not coming to church is not valid.
所以呢，如果拿这个宗派来做理由而不来敬拜上帝的话呢，这是不成理由的理由。
God is more concerned about whether you have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life.
我们的上帝是最关心的就是你的生命里面有没有耶稣基督做你的救主。
So in John chapter 3 verse 36 it is recorded here, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. That is the condition.
约翰福音三章三十六节就说到，信子的得救恩，不信子的就灭亡，上帝的愤怒藏在他的身上。
Right, so what God is more concerned with?
所以上帝所关心的是什么？
It's not what church you belong to, what denomination you belong to. So denominations are not important, but your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is very important.
啊，你去什么教会，你参加什么宗派啊，这不重要。最重要，你跟主耶稣基督有没有关系？你是不是主耶稣基督的子民？
好， then what about other excuses that we often hear?
那么还有其他什么的借口呢？
Well, we have heard people saying, "Aiya,I don't like to go to church because the church people is not ngamki with me lah."
啊，那就很多时候呢，有些人就说我不要去教会，因为我和教会的人呐合不来。
I cannot get along with some people.
我不能够和他们相处。
是不是 ？Well, this is what we often hear too.
这也是我们做牧者时常听到的原因。
See, there are some church members, they don't come to church because they claim that members are very cliquish. Church members or Christians are very unfriendly.
那有这些人呢，不要来教会呢，他就说教会的人呢很不友善，他们呢分门结党了，一堆一堆的。
Well, this is part of life. Yes, even in the church, we have cliques, we have people who are supposed to be Christians, but yet they are not very friendly.
是的，这个就是现实的生活。很多时候我们来到教会呢，我们会看到某些弟兄姐妹是不友善的，也或者呢有一些呢三五成群的时常都聚在一堆。
是 Now we don't deny the presence of this problem in our church, it is just natural.
那我也不否认教会是有这样的问题，这很自然的。
But I'm not saying that this is right. I say it's only natural, but I'm not saying that it is right. We have learned to be more friendly if we are the church of God.
那我不是赞同这样的行为，我不是说这样子做是对的，而是说呢在教会，在今天的教会呢有这样的情形。
See, but one thing I'd like us to be very clear about this is that, no, yes, the Bible does tell us that, no, when a sinner comes to the Lord, there'll be great rejoicing in heaven.
所以呢在圣经里面的记载呢告诉我们，当一个罪人得救的时候呢，天上的天使呢都在欢呼喜乐。
But we have to be very practical and realistic, but here on earth it is very different.
但是我们可以看到呢，在地上呢，是相反的。
See, when you accept the Lord, or when you come to church, don't expect everybody to run up to you and hug you with a holy kiss and shake your hands.
所以呢，有时候我们要回到现实，我们要接受这个现实，就是说当你信主的时候呢，你不要期待每一个人来跟你握手或者抱抱你或者给你一个亲吻这样。
Understand what I'm trying to say? It is very different. We have to be very realistic about what is here on earth.
所以呢，我们要很清楚知道这个现实的情况是这样。
What we should be more concerned with that, no, when I choose to worship here or when I choose to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, I should be more concerned with what God thinks about me than what the guy, you know, is thinking about. That guy is thinking about me.
所以呢，我们本身呢，我们的态度要正确。当我们来到教会的时候，我们在敬拜的时候呢，我们要想一想上帝怎么样看我，而不是我旁边那个人怎么样看我，或者周围的人怎么样对我。
Yes, even if there are some conflicts or frictions, no, let us give ourselves time to develop that friendship and fellowship. Give yourself and the other person time to build up a bond.
所以呢，比方说你在教会和某些弟兄或者姐妹呢有一些误会或者有一些摩擦，让我们大家呢彼此的给予对方时间来修补这个关系啊，大家的彼此的包容。
Yeah, because sometimes the problem is not the person, the problem is you. Give the person a smile and he will smile back to you. One smile makes two, and two smiles makes four, and everybody is friendly with each other.
所以呢，我们很多时候呢，我们以为是对方有问题，其实很多时候呢，问题是出在我们自己的身上。我们不妨试一试呢，向对方发出一个微笑， 你发现到呢，对方也会给你一个微笑，所以一个微笑就带来两个，两个就四个。所以呢，我们在教会里面呢，我们要学习成为一个友善的基督徒。
So instead of coming to church and then waiting for people to stretch out their hands to shake your hands, why not stretch out your hands, shake your hands first?
所以呢，与其你在来到教会呢，等人家跟你握手，为什么你不主动的去和别人握手呢？
No, when we do this, then we find that the church is no more an unfriendly place. It is a very comfortable place to be with.
那么呢，如果每个人都这样子做的话呢，这个教会呢就会成为一个很温馨的地方，而不是冷漠的地方。
And there will be less cliques.
那么呢，就不会这么多的分门结党。
Alright, now concerning church people, we also often hear people saying this.
那在教会里面呢，我们也时常听到这样的一些借口。
It may sound very silly, but this is also quite true. We hear them saying this. I don't like to go to church because when I go to church, what I sense is that only people showing off their new clothes.
那么呢，这个借口呢，看起来呢还是很可笑啊，但是也是有这样的问题出现。那有些人呢说啊，我不喜欢去教会啊，因为呢，在教会里面呢，有些人呢整天在展示他穿的新装。
See, people go to church just to show off. I cannot stand this, so I don't come.
那有些人就讲了，这些人呢整天展示他的新装新鞋，我不喜欢，所以我不来。
Well, this sounds very childish, but this is also quite true.
这看起来是一个很幼稚的原因，但是呢，是真的有这样子的问题。
See, now when I hear this, I would think that no, the problem is not with the person, the problem is with you.
那如果那个人给这样的一个借口呢？那问题不是出在穿新衣的那个人的身上，问题是出在那个埋怨的人的身上。
So、what is wrong with this person coming and not every week I wear a new clothes?
那么那个人每个礼拜穿新衣有什么错呢？
有错吗？But if I have new clothes, no, it's just natural for me to come and wear it.
那么我们有新衣，我们都是要穿给人家看的咯。
是不是 ？No, and this same person will wear the same clothes to work, also to dinner functions and to other places.
那么这人呢，可能也有穿这件衣呢去工作呢，或者去参加他的宴会。
So supposing this person is your colleague, and just because you don't like your colleague to wear new clothes, so you don't go to work lah.
那是不是说呢？你不喜欢你的同事穿新衣，那么你不去做工呢？
You cannot dance see your colleague every week wear new clothes, so you don't go to work.
那会不会说呢？你看到人家穿新衣你不舒服，那么你的同事穿新衣，是不是说你也不去做工呢？
是不是 ？No, we don't do that. But why are we doing this in church?
所以呢，既然我们不会说因为同事穿新衣而不去做工，那为什么我们？不能够来教会呢？看到人家穿新衣而不来教会呢
？So let us understand that the clothes we wear will not justify us before God.
其实穿什么衣都不能够呢判断我们在上帝面前的那种的身份。
Now, if you look back at Luke chapter 14, not the master sends out the invitation, never give this guest a dress code. No, you must dress like this. You must dress like this.
那么我们看看刚才我们读的几节经文，那个主人去邀请别人来赴宴席的时候呢，他没有定下规定说规则说你要穿什么衣来。
对不对 ？No, and I believe that God also do not care whether we come now to church wearing branded clothes or pasar malam shirt or even hand-me-downs. God does not care about what kind of shirt you wear. All that He's concerned is you wear something.
那么呢，上帝呢不关心于你穿什么牌子的衣服，不管你是穿名牌呢还是pasar malam买的衣服，最重要你有穿衣服来就可以了。
See, God does not care the shirt that you wear, but what God cares is what is inside. No.Who you are?
上帝不关心我们穿的什么衣，上帝是看我们的内心，我们的内心是怎么样的。
It is not the shirt that we wear that counts, but who we are inside that counts with the Lord.
我们穿什么衣算不了什么，最重要是我们的内心，我们跟上帝的关系是怎么样的，我们的心态是怎么样的，那个才是重要。
Okay, so let us look at our own attitude.
让我们看看我们的态度。
Most of the time, when we absent ourselves from church or we are reluctant to come to worship the Lord, the problem is not with people; it is with me.
所以很多时候呢，那些不愿意来教会的信徒们呢，问题不是出在教会，问题是出在那个人的本身。
Well, and concerning people and the excuses that we hear about church people is this.
那么呢，关于会友呢，那些不来聚会的基督徒，他们对会友的什么评价呢
See, ？Some people say they don't like to go to church because.哎呀 ，there are so many hypocrites in church.
那有些人不愿意回来教会呢，他就会给这样的一个借口。他说啊，教会里面有很多假冒为善的人呐、啊。
Maybe we have said this ourselves.
可能我们也曾经这样说过。
Although we still come, but we still, deep in our heart, we still think there are many hypocrites in church.
所以虽然有时候我们会来教会，但是有的时候在我们的心里面，我会暗中批评别人。我们说，哎，教会里面很多假冒为善的人呢。
But tell me, where in the world can we not find hypocrites?
那告诉我，在这个世界上有哪一个地方没有假冒为善的人呢？
Understand what I'm asking? Where in the world can we not find hypocrites? Everywhere we go, there are hypocrites.
所以呢，你告诉我，世界上呢有哪一个地方没有假冒为善的人呢？其实这个世界上到处都有假冒为善的人。
Now, please excuse me. I'm not saying the bankers are hypocrites, but we understand that there are some bankers who are hypocrites.
啊、对不起啊，那银行在银行工作的啊，或者银行家。那么我在这里做一个比喻呢，就是说，有一些银行家呢是真的是假冒为善的。
See, but do you mean to say that just because this banker is a hypocrite, so you will not go to bank and do your financial assistance from the bank?
那么是不是你说了哦，有些银行家呢，或者有些经理呢是假冒为善的啊，所以呢你不把钱存在银行呢？
是不是？ I think you will not do that. You still go and have business dealings with the bank.
那你明知道啊，某些银行或者有一些人银行经理是假冒为善的，但是呢，你还是继续把钱存在银行，你还是继续呢跟银行做交易。
In the same way, some time ago, you know, our newspaper reports that in the medical institutions there are a lot of these fake doctors.
那我记得数年前呢，在报章上有这样的一个报道，就是在这个医学院里面呢，有这个假的医生。
But does it mean to say that not because there are fake doctors in the hospital, therefore when you are sick you will not go to hospital?
那是不是因为呢你听到报道说啊医院里面或者医学院里面有假医生，而你呢有病的时候呢不去医院呢？
Sorry to the teachers. Let me find that there are some teachers who are also hypocrites.
啊对老师啊做一个抱歉啊，就是有些老师也是假冒为善的。
But does that mean to say that we will not go to school or send our children to school just because the teachers are hypocrites? We do not do that.
是不是因为有一小部分的老师呢做得不对，你就不把孩子送到学校去呢？
See, we still send them to school. We still receive education.
但是呢，在现实生活里面，我们还是把孩子送到学校去，还是接受这个教育。
So if this is so, then why is it so different with the church? Why is it that because of the presence of what or who you think are hypocrites deter you from coming to church to worship the Lord?
所以呢，既然呢，在这个世界里面呢，你知道明知道那边有假冒为善的人，你还是呢去跟他们做生意，还是送孩子去受教育。那么在教会里面，为什么你会因为一些的假冒为善的人呢，而不来聚会呢？
See, let us understand that when I come to church, I come to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I come to worship Him. I'm not coming for your sake.
所以我们要很清楚一点，就是我来教会，我是来敬拜上帝，我不是为了那一个人，为了那一个人而来教会。
See, I come to church to worship the Lord and to have a lasting, lifelong relationship with Him.
所以我们来教会，我们敬拜我们的上帝，我们是要和他有那个永生的默契，那种契约。
So what is keeping some of your family members away from church? What is keeping some of your friends away from church? What is keeping some of you from church?
所以呢，是什么原因使到你家人不来教会？什么原因使到你不来教会，或者使到你的朋友不来教会
？See, where are you when you ought to be in church?
所以很多时候，当我们应该在教会的时候，在敬拜的时候，我们在哪里
？Are you too busy with your household chores, with your friends, with your business?
你是不是太
other commitments?
太忙碌于你的家务，太忙碌于你的生意，太忙碌于你的朋友之间的团契
？See, God calls us each week.To come before Him, to worship Him.
上帝每一个星期都呼召我们，邀请我们来到他的圣殿来敬拜他。
So what excuse are you going to give to the Lord?
今天你要给上帝什么借口呢？
As we sit here to worship the Lord, we also need to ask ourselves this question: Where is my loved ones when they are supposed to be in church?
所以当今天中午我们坐在这里的时候，让我们来想一想，我们亲爱的家人，他们本来应该是坐在这里的，今天他们在哪里呢？
Let us remember this invitation that the Master gives is to everybody.
我们要记得，上帝给我们的这个邀请呢，是给每一个人的。
See, this invitation is equally extended to them. So where are they? You are here, but where are they?
所以这个邀请也是给予我们的家人的，一样的。今天我们坐在这里，我们的家人在哪里呢？
So when God asks you, where are they? Are you going to give excuses on their behalf? Ayah, God ah, He's so busy lah.
我们会不会像这些人这样呢？代替他们呢？而给借口告诉上帝说啊，有点上帝问我们你的家人在哪里，我们告诉上帝说我们的家人很忙。
So let us think very carefully about this practical issue in life.
所以呢，让我们好好的思考一下，在我们的现实生活里面，我们所面对的这些借口或者原因。
Let us understand that God wants to meet with us daily. He sends out invitation to us in our private, quiet time, and He gives His invitation to us weekly for us to come and worship Him in church.
我们知道上帝的心愿是要和我们有那个的沟通团契。每个星期天，他也邀请我们来到他殿里面敬拜他，这是他对我们的要求。
So when God calls you, whether it is to worship or to serve, let us learn to answer like Isaiah. Here am I, Lord. I'm here.
所以呢，当上帝呼召我们，叫我们来敬拜他也好，叫我们去侍奉他也好，让我们像以赛亚这样回答上帝说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
Don't be like these three men. I'm too busy with my wife. I'm too busy with my oxen, or I'm too busy with some other things.
我们不要像圣经里面讲的这三个人，我们回答说：“我太忙碌于我的家，家里的太太，或者我很忙碌于我的牛，或者我那块地。”
Alright, so.Ask God to be gracious upon us, and let us also learn to respond to His invitation.
求上帝施恩于我们，也让我们对上帝的呼召来做出反应。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Now, as we pray, let us renew our commitment to the Lord and say to God, "Yes, each time God, you send out an invitation to me, I will be there."
在祷告的时候，让我们来再一次在神的面前，我们更新我们与主的那种约。求主的再次来更新我们，让我们告诉上帝说：“主，无论什么时候你叫呼召我，我都在那里。”
And also let us pray for absent members.
让我们也为那些没有来聚会的弟兄姐妹祷告。
And these people may be our loved ones, our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues.
这些人可能是我们亲爱的家人，或者是我们的朋友，或者是我们的邻居、同事。
God wants you also to be this news bearer, to go out, invite them, and bring them back to the Lord.
上帝也要使用你，再次把他们带回来。
Now, I understand that the Sri Lankan Church is going a project of 1,000 worshippers.
那我知道我们芙蓉堂呢，他们你们呢要展开一个的这个策划的活动呢，就是要有1,000个会友来聚会。
Now, to achieve this target, it is your responsibility, your duty to go out and invite.
如果你要完成这个目标，你们就要出去邀请。
And not to give excuses on their behalf.
不要代替这些人给出各种的借口或者理由。
So, ask God to help us to respond to Him.
求上帝帮助我们来对他的呼召做出反应。
Father God, we thank you this day that you have given to us, whereby we can gather together in this comfortable place to worship you.Lord God, we know that it is not just a mere a weekly exercise that we do, but actually it is meeting with you personally. So help us, Lord God, that you knowing your truth will respond to you. Help us to see that you desire for many, many more people to come into your church to worship you and to have a lasting relationship to Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for our absent members. We pray for our absent loved ones.We pray for people who, because of many reasons, have left the church. We pray that you'll use us to extend this invitation to them and bring them back to you. So the church's future we commit unto you and pray that in your grace, in your mercy, you will allow us to fulfill these dreams in our life. Thank you for being here with us and accepting our worship. In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen.